A Housing Bill Without a Home by me, John Caldera, published April 23, 2023. The most troublesome bill for legislators this session is Senate Bill 213, Jared Polis's own pride and joy that he promises will create, quote, a home for every budget. So is this a good or bad bill? Well, it's a little of both. Absolutely. It's hard to summarize SB 213, not only because it's more than 100 pages long, but like an aging Hollywood starlet with a good plastic surgeon, every few days it changes. Democrat allies are starting to break with Polis, as Republicans just want to defeat anything Jared brings forward. As I read the bill today, I hope the bill dies. But there are bits and pieces of it that shouldn't be thrown out with the bathwater. I know it's impossible today, but this would be a good bill to put aside partisanship. Yes, and I shouldn't be bald. Let's just step back for a second and ask, how did we get here? Here being the ridiculously unaffordable Colorado home market. This'll be a shocker. It all came from bad governmental policy. Every last bit of it. Colorado is one big, empty plot of land. Yet, thanks to urban growth boundaries, growth control, and central planners' power-hungry lust for ever-increasing density, we all live on top of each other like rats. In a state where 98% of the land that can be developed is yet to be developed, we're all wondering why home prices are out of control. Colorado should be the most affordable state in America in which to live. But policymakers who apparently know better regarding how we should live have made it the opposite case. This elitist system of intellectual central planning goes by many different names. New urbanism, smart growth, transit-friendly development, etc. But in practice, it's stack-and-pack housing, resulting in true systematic racism as it prices minorities and first-time homeowners out of the market. It creates lily-white communities with ever-escalating property values, which is freaking awesome! Why? Because I live in racist, growth-controlled Boulder. Thank you, central planners, growth control, high-density racists. My stupid, ugly little split-level Boulder house is my only good, quote, investment due to your elitism. Boulder has both urban growth boundaries and growth controls. The average price of a home there is now more than $1 million. Low-income, highly subsidized housing is clustered in certain areas, right next to my house, that no diversity-speaking, Tesla-driving Boulderites would dare to call the ghetto. But we do keep those people away from the fancy folks. The dirty little secret is people with homes don't want affordable homes for other people. Maybe their kids, but nobody else. The forced scarcity of urban growth boundaries and growth control keeps property values artificially high. Drive through Boulder and go to the white folks who have Black Lives Matter signs in their yards. Ask them if they're willing to get rid of Boulder's growth boundaries so that poorer minority families can have real homes with yards like theirs in Boulder, and you'll see Boulder-style tolerance in action. They don't want neighbors at all. They want as few houses as possible so long as they own one. Last legislative session, Republicans sponsored a bill to stop growth caps like Boulder's. It was, of course, executed in its first democratically controlled committee. So, who wants to help the poor? One part of SB 213 takes on urban growth boundaries. Let's see if that provision makes it to the final version. The bill also loosens restrictions for homeowners to cut through local red tape when building on their own property. That in and of itself isn't a bad thing. The question is, do we want zoning decisions made by the state, not our city? The state central planners want more stack and pack housing, more density, but don't for a moment think that more density means lower home prices. Look at Boulder, look at Denver. Also, thank Colorado lawmakers for making starter home ownership impossible by putting trial lawyers before young people needing to buy their first home, a condominium. It is near impossible to get insurance to build condos in this state because the legislature won't pass a construction defects bill. So builders build apartments instead, not condos, the stepping stone into a house. So every time a bill comes forward to make it easier to insure condominium builders, the legislature kills it. Real profiles encourage there. Whether SB 213 passes or not, lawmakers could easily fix the hateful housing problems they've caused.